the Fox Cities Score Chapter, and News Talk 1150 WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, here is Biz Talk.
Good morning and welcome to our show this morning. We're really glad you joined us. My name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Tony, I hardly recognize you. It's been so long since I've seen you in that chair. So
yeah, it's good to see you again in the studio, too. Yeah. We have a wonderful guest this morning. Our guest is Sarah DeBruin. Sarah is the founder and the owner of Legal Business Edge, LLC, a law firm here in Appleton that specializes just in business law. So stay tuned with us. You're going to be listening to some great advice, and you'll have the opportunity to call in with some questions. We'd like to say good morning to Sarah. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Tony and Randy. It's great to be here on such a beautiful morning.
Yeah, thanks for joining us this morning. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Sarah, and about your firm. I think it started about 2011, was it?
Right. I started my firm in 2011 after a period of in-house counsel with a local manufacturing company. I was there for 10 years. Mm-hmm. Prior to that, I got my law degree in Ohio, and I worked for a large law firm, 150 mm-hmm. lawyers in a firm that practiced a lot of the same issues I'm into now, business law, strictly represented business owners. And I had about 7 years of practice in litigation and advising business owners.
Well, we want to thank you for being here this morning, Sarah, and I also want to extend a sincere appreciation for being a sponsor of BizTalk. We have four sponsors, and you're the legal firm sponsoring BizTalk, so thank you for that.
Well, it's my privilege for doing so.
Yeah, thank you. Tell us where are you located, and how do folks get a hold of you?
Well, I'm located downtown in the Appleton Center, which is right on the Houdini Plaza. You can reach me at www.legalbusinessedge.com. My phone number is 920-851-7761, and send me an email.
When you said you had worked for a large firm and so on, was that here in the Valley or out somewhere?
That was in the state of Ohio where I first started practicing law,
okay.
And I'm from the Valley, so okay. When my husband wanted to work get a new job, he got a job up here,
okay.
And we moved back, and then I had to take the Wisconsin bar, and okay. So I'm admitted in both the state of Wisconsin and Ohio to
so
practice law.
So that's what brought you back here.
Right.
Good. Glad you got back, so good.
Yep.
Sarah, in your practice, you focus just on business law. That's a pretty broad topic in itself. What are some of the highlights of your practice that you'd like folks to know about?
Well, I'd like folks to know that, you know, one of the business areas I focus on, I'd say it's about 40% of my practice, is intellectual property law. By that, I mean drafting patent applications, copyrights, getting people trademarks. And then about 60% is probably contract work, advising a client on employment matters, compliance issues, OSHA issues. Suddenly the OSHA inspector's at your building, and what do? You can call me.
Surprise, surprise.
Right.
Sarah, in terms of establishing that attorney relationship for a brand new company, because at SCORE we work with a lot of folks who are just starting out, and we work with a number of folks who've been in business for a number of years. What is your advice for starting an attorney relationship for a newer business?
Well, you can never start that relationship too early. It's all about strategy. You need a good plan, and I always tell a new business owner to get a good attorney, get a good insurance guy, and have a good accountant when you start a business. And having an attorney you can talk to and have a relationship with, a partnership with, that's what you want. If you are in business and you call up an attorney and you don't know what they're saying or you can't get in touch with them, that's not going to be building a partnership. You want to be able to build a good relationship and rapport with your attorney.
I'm a new entrepreneur, and I'd like to explore talking to an attorney, but I don't want to have to pay that hour and a half fee just to see if the attorney can help me.
Well, yeah, I've always made it a practice in my business to consult with a client for at least an hour, however long it takes to tell their story, and I don't charge them anything. I let them tell me what they need, and once I start working on a file, that's when I would start billing a client.
So you're not demanding a retainer right up front. You're saying, hey, maybe I can help you, maybe I can't. Let's talk about it, and let me determine if I can help you with your need, and if I can't help you, I'll tell you that, and no charge.
Sure, exactly.
That's how you do that.
Exactly. Great. Even if it takes 2 hours, I'll sit down and, sure, and talk with people and do that.
Okay, and that conversation, what are your goals with that first conversation? What are you trying to get the client to do?
Well, it's interesting. Oftentimes, new business owners or people who have been in business for a long time, they don't know how to approach an attorney, and mm-hmm. I would like to talk about that today,
mm-hmm.
give you
Real.
Some common sense tips on how to do that and why it's good strategy to do so.
Okay.
So. Well, with that, we're going to take our first quick break. We're going to come back and continue our conversation with Sarah DeBruin, Legal Business Edge, LLC, here in Appleton. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts & Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Alberts & Haling, simplifying the steps towards success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Alberts & Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Intellectual property doesn't have to be confusing. If you have an original idea and are considering patents, trademarks, copyrights, or protecting your company logo, let me partner with you and make it easy to build and protect your intellectual property portfolio. Legal Business Edge. Know your options. Call 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
And money. Dad, get me out of this.
And welcome back to Biz Talk this morning. We're talking with Sarah DeBruin. Sarah is an attorney and the owner and the founder of Legal Business Edge, LLC, here in Appleton. She started her firm in 2011 and specializes just in business law. Before we get back to Sarah, we'd like to tell you a little bit about our SCORE chapter. Our SCORE chapter is located in the Fox Cities Chamber Building in downtown Appleton. We have about 55 or 57 mentors in our chapter now. We service an 8-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. We offer free, confidential mentoring and advice to new entrepreneurs and people who have been in business for a long time on issues ranging from accounting to HR to marketing to banking, cash flow, intellectual property. If you have a question about starting your company, or if you're trying to grow your company, or if you're having a few hiccups in your company and you want to know, how do I get out of this swamp, contact SCORE. You can reach us at foxcities.score.org on the computer, foxcities.score.org. Or please give us a call at the chamber, and that phone number is 734-7101. So, again, if you have any questions about your business, starting a business, growing your business, SCORE is there for the life of your business.
Mm-hmm.
So, Sarah, let's talk a little bit more about that relationship that you referred to in the first segment. You mentioned that it's important to have that relationship. What are some tips that you would provide to the listening audience to establish a good relationship and then maintain that relationship with the client?
Well, one of the first things that is crucial is that a business owner has to be motivated to call their attorney or to build this relationship. I can't do it all for you. I can't do everything you need or anticipate all your risks in your business. That's a business strategy that mm-hmm. a business owner has to take. You know, they often think calling their attorney is just expensive, but coming in early into a situation with your attorney and having a good open dialogue is important to save money down the road. Now, I will tell you that it's never too early to call an attorney. I can tell you when it's too late. And Tony, that is when the other party has an attorney that you're dealing with. Yeah. Or you're being threatened with a lawsuit. Or you've been told you're breaching a contract.
If the business owner is not sleeping well at night, it's probably too late. Should have called the attorney earlier.
Right away, yep. Yeah.
One of the words you keep using, we use it too when we talk about people who are having the need for their insurance person and so on, but it's always the idea of identifying the risk in advance and then offsetting that with the cost or the hiring of the professional. How do you help people to identify those risks?
Well, absolutely. That's absolutely right. There are risks with every business. And one of the tips that I like to give people is be articulate about what you want your attorney to accomplish. Mm-hmm. You know, provide background to whatever legal situation you're in. Focus on the risks that you are willing to take mm-hmm. in your business mm-hmm. because every business has a situation where facts are not perfect. And there's a balance of power between you and maybe another party that, mm-hmm. you know, you're willing to retake some of the risk and you're willing to take that on, but you're not always willing to bear an entire risk. And mm-hmm. what I'd like to do today is really talk about how we can mitigate that in a contract situation.
Okay. When you have two people like that who have questions and problems, how do you recommend? Do they get down, sit down first, iron things out as far as they can, and then bring it to you as to how to do it, or should they just step in front of the attorney and start battling?
Well, if you have a good rapport with your own attorney, you need to call that attorney and tell them everything. Tell mm-hmm. them the background. Are there contracts involved that were past issues? Mm-hmm. What went wrong in the past with this particular party on the other side? Have there been situations where a contract went wrong, mm-hmm. and what were those situations? So we can address those situations and perhaps negotiating a way out of a situation or negotiating a new contract.
Okay, but try to manage your relationship with the attorney rather than just coming in freelance and hoping.
Absolutely. You need to have an open dialogue.
Mm-hmm. Sarah, I think what you're saying is, try to prepare for things, and you may not have a fire burning down the road a piece, but if you've got that good relationship with the attorney, you'll see the fire a lot earlier. And the whole idea, I think, is to avoid litigation if you can.
Absolutely. That's the last thing I would ever recommend for a client, especially in the business arena, because it's so expensive. You know, if you're dealing with a patent litigation, for instance, it's $1 million right there. Oh. Most businesses can't afford that. Yeah. You know, protecting risk is all about having an open dialogue with your attorney. What are the 3 to 5 situations you're worried about? And your attorney can then take over the job of anticipating what those risks are and guarding against what's foreseeable.
Now, a lot of business owners today are looking at selling their businesses. They're in their 50s, maybe 60s, the baby boomers, so they want to sell their business. That's an example of starting a relationship with an attorney, getting an idea of what's legal, what's illegal, what are my parameters, what's a good strategy. If I do this, what are the consequences of that? Trying to look ahead at what the different consequences are. But no matter whether it's selling a business or expanding a business, I think talking to an attorney helps the business owner understand what options are available to them, and they can choose from an informed decision-making basis the right option.
That's absolutely correct, and the more dialogue you have about your goals in selling that business or in starting that business, you'll have a better result with your attorney. Your attorney's job is then to go on and foresee what are the risks, what are the options you have, and what is the best solution for your particular problem.
in business, I always like to say that the two business owners, like if Randy and I were going to merge our businesses together, we'd want to make the deal, but then we would go to our attorneys to sort of make it legal and give us pointers. Not that they would be excluded from the conversation from the beginning, but I think one way to look at this is the two owners, with advice from their counsel, would make the deal and then take the deal to the attorneys and in the process make it legal.
Well, that often happens. You know, I have many business clients that work with other parties to negotiate a deal. They have certain terms that are ironed out. And what you need then is to go to your attorney and tell them what those terms are. What are your oral communications? What are your oral understandings or written understandings of what your relationship will be?
We have a caller on the line. Good morning, Terry. Do you have a question for Sarah?
I was wondering, in regards to a sole proprietor and for getting doing an LLC or an S-Corp, just to protect you from if something would happen, you know, then they can't take your personal properties away. What do you suggest? And do you need a lawyer to do that, or can you do that on your own and fill out the paperwork?
You mentioned three different types of business organizations. A sole proprietor has no protection of their personal assets. An LLC is easy to file on your own. There's a $130 filing fee if you go to the website for the Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions and click on corporations or how to start a corporation. The form is very easy to fill out. And if you are a single member, you're just filling out your name, your address, type of business. And that is very simple for anybody to set up on your own.
And that would protect you from where they could just take, file a suit against the business instead of your personal properties?
Absolutely, that's correct. That's why it's called limited liability company. You have limited liability. The assets of the company are at risk, not your personal assets.
As long as there's no fraud and the corporation is maintained like it should be maintained.
Correct.
You can't just form it and forget about it.
Yeah, you should have an operating agreement. Those are easy to find online. And you should renew your LLC yearly. You should renew your LLC yearly. And usually you get a blue postcard in the mail. And it's about 2 months before you need to do so. And it gives you a website and a code number, and it's $25 a year to renew your LLC.
Oh, well, that's cheap insurance for that.
Absolutely.
It is.
Okay. And what is that site again, you said?
It's the Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions. It's
WDFI.
DFI.org.
Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Terry, thanks for the call, Terry.
Yeah, one other thing that you should always be aware of, and Sarah just mentioned that, and that is that operating agreement. Just because you have the LLC, that's the easy part. The most important thing that you still have to do is to set up that that operating agreement. And, you know, Sarah, what do you suggest as far as things to include in that?
Well, that's really crucial, especially if you have more than one member of an LLC.
Right.
You want to include how to have an exit strategy for the LLC if there are problems with cash flow or money or the business is failing. You want to include shares of, you know, who put what into the business, either time-wise or effort-wise or money-wise.
It's like a partnership agreement, but they call it an operating agreement.
Certainly.
And it lays out all the strategies you can use if something happens in the future.
That's correct.
Yeah, this is like a one-person operation, but just want to get protected.
Yep.
In case something would happen. Probably won't, but that one time could wipe you out.
Yep.
Sure.
Okay, great. Thanks for the information.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Terry.
You bet. Bye-bye.
And if anyone else has any other questions about what Terry's point was, it's a very valid question. You can contact SCORE at foxcities.score.org. And, Sarah, they could contact you, and where can they reach you?
They can reach me at legalbusinessedge.com or my office at 851-7761.
Great. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be coming back on the other side, continuing our conversation on legal matters with Sarah DeBruin of Legal Business Edge, LLC. You're listening to Biz Talk and the voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Hailing CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
If you've got the money, honey, I've got the time. We'll go honky-tonking, and we'll have a time. We'll have more fun, baby, all the way down the line. If you've got the money, honey, I've got the time.
And SCORE has all kinds of time for you if you're interested in starting a business, or if you're in business, you'd like to grow that business. SCORE is there to help you for the life of your business. You're listening to Biz Talk this morning. Our guest is Sarah DeBruin, founder and owner of Legal Business Edge LLC, a law firm that's dedicated just to the business law issues. It's brought to you by SCORE. SCORE brings you Biz Talk each weekend, and we'd like to tell you a little bit more about SCORE this morning. In addition to all of the free and confidential mentoring that I mentioned in a prior segment, we also do a number of webinars, seminars.
Seminars, right.
And we'll probably get to webinars someday.
Oh, yeah.
But, Randy, tell us what's coming up in seminars. We've got a really exciting program coming
Real
up.
Real quickly, yeah, one of the best programs that we have and one of the most well-recognized is our Simple Steps program. This is a five-part program to help people who are thinking about starting their business or who have been in business and have questions and need help. Each one of the five segments is about 3 hours, so you end up with a total at the end of around 16 hours of class. Starting on September 23rd will be the first class. It'll be held in the morning. It starts at 8 o'clock in the morning at the Copper Rock Coffee Shop right downtown Appleton. And that particular program is normally $25. This one is going to be free as an introductory program to people. So if you go out to the website, again, foxcities.score.org, check it out. You can register for that first program. You can register for all five programs, or you can register for any one of the five programs that you feel best suit your needs. And those include things like business concepts, marketing plans, financial projections, and funding sources. Where do I get the money?
Right.
And so it's an excellent program. After the first program, each one of them is going to be a $25 fee. Right. They're going to be held at the SCORE office at the Chamber in downtown Appleton. And we recommend go out to the website and register early.
Sign up right there.
Yep. The, also out at the website, you can always keep track of what we've got new happening. Right now in the works, there's a couple of programs coming up that we're partnering with CAP Services.
Mm-hmm.
We just finished the second one last week. It was very exciting. We had over 35 attendees at that
program. That's great turnout.
And the next one is going to be coming up in October. Tony, you're going to be doing that one, and mm-hmm. it's going to be on managing your banking relationships and how to manage your cash flow.
Right.
It's scheduled to be held in Hortonville. I have to put together the dates and the location. And
keep an eye on the website.
We'll have that on the website, so go on out there. And we have more programs coming up between now and December, and those two will be listed out there. So keep an eye on it.
A lot of good stuff coming your way, folks. Stay tuned to foxcities.score.org to keep current on those opportunities to learn more, because SCORE is there for the life of your business. In addition to those seminars and what we do in mentoring, we'd also like to acknowledge and say thanks to our sponsors who bring you Biz Talk each weekend. Those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Albertson Hailing CPA Firm, Legal Business Edge. Sarah DeBruin is with us this morning. We also want to thank Bank First National for sponsoring Biz Talk. Also a special thank you to Candeo Marketing, Mike Pollermacher and his team at Candeo. built the BizTalkWithScore.com website. You can go to that website to listen to archived radio programs. If you missed one or you'd like to re-listen to a program, BizTalkWithScore.com is where you'd like to go. And a special thank you to Larry Desch and Jerry Mader at the Business News for promoting our program and their biweekly periodical, The Business News. If you're in business and you're not subscribed to it for only $20 a year, you're missing out on a lot of good opportunities and information that could help you grow your business and be more successful. Good information in East Central Wisconsin. Sarah, let's talk a little bit more about contracts. Business owners are looking at contracts every day. They're signing contracts or signing things. And what are the risks?
Well, or they may not be signing them. Oftentimes, one of the biggest mistakes business owners make is saying, this guy's my friend. I've known him for a long time. We've done business for a long time. We shake hands over this deal, and there's nothing in writing.
And there should be.
There absolutely should be, because 3 years down the road, when something goes wrong, you need to know what was intended at the time of that understanding.
So even among family members, two brothers doing business with each other, their family, been friends their whole life, but it's a business transaction. We should treat it like a business transaction.
Absolutely. You sell your car to your brothers, should be a written
bill of sale.
Bill of sale.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And what are the risks that you see in these contracts? That you can have a contract for anything. And a lot of people think, well, what are the rules for this contract? It's really just a negotiation in writing, isn't it?
Well, it is that, but a lot of thought goes behind it. You can't expect your attorney to do it all. The client has to come to the attorney and have an open dialogue on what issues need to be addressed. For instance, one of the biggest issues in contracts are dates and dollars. I call them the double D's. And I can say that because I'm a woman, but dates and dollars are in every contract. You might have a date that you've promised delivery on. You might have a date that the contract begins and ends. You might have a date that the contract would be renewable.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know when you get paid.
Right.
What are the dates you get paid? How much do you get paid? How much do you need to pay? Mm-hmm. It should all be written down.
Right.
One of the things you mentioned there, too, is like who is the person who has the decision-making powers? Who do I contact? Is that another key issue?
Absolutely. As a business advisor and lawyer, I need to know who is the party in your organization that makes the decision, that can approve a contract. How long does that approval process of your contract take? Because I need to go directly to those people mm-hmm. and get an answer.
And that should be spelled out in the contract.
It should be. Usually it is. Usually there are notice provisions. Notice should be given to this person, the president mm-hmm. or whatever. Mm-hmm. But in a negotiation situation, businesses move fast. You know, the negotiation moves fast sometimes, and there's a crunch time and you need to get it done. As an attorney, I need to know who to go to,
and you need
to get
time
those
to
answers.
You need the time. Don't wait till the 11th hour and expect the attorney to stay up till 4 in the morning. You're going to pay twice the rate. But seriously, give the attorney time to get the job done.
Absolutely. That's one of my questions I always ask a client. Do you want a cursory review where I just look out for highlighted provisions in a contract or something that looks a little bit unusual? Or do you want me to do a thorough review? And when I do that, I always communicate to the client that it isn't something, if you have a 40-page contract, you can expect me to do in a day if you want a thorough review. I could do 5-10 pages maybe in a day, but not more than that.
If you have a question for Sarah, give us a call at 281-1150 in Appleton, 281-1150. If you're outside the Appleton area, you can reach us on the TDS Metricom toll-free line. That number is 866-887-1150. Sarah, in talking about contracts, you hear these, there's a written contract and there's a verbal contract. And if I sign something, what I say doesn't change what was written. The written dominates the verbal. Share some experiences you've had with those types of issues.
Well, sure. That there are oftentimes situations down the road after a contract's been entered into where a party will say, but I thought we meant this.
Sure.
In the state of Wisconsin, like in many states, we have the Uniform Commercial Code that governs what makes a contract. If you have two different forms, the purchase order form versus an acknowledgement or invoice form, there is what you call a battle of the forms, and the law itself, the Uniform Commercial Code, will tell you what your contract is. We also have the Four Corners document, which means
doctrine,
which means that what is in writing is what the contract is. No oral, most contracts have a provision that says no oral understandings can modify this. It has to be modified in writing, and all oral communications prior to forming this contract are null and void.
So the written document survives. Now, what if we don't have a written document and Randy and I have a verbal agreement that I'm going to deliver something to Randy's company by a certain date for these dollars? It's verbal, and then I charge more.
Well, if there's nothing in writing and there's no email understanding, you look at your past history, if you've done business before. That's going to be a situation where one party's going to have to prove something. It's a he said, she said
situation. Now we're getting into litigation. Yeah. Yep. George is on the phone this morning. Good morning, George. You have a question for Sarah?
Yes, I do. I guess it's got something to do with business or not, but I'm thinking about a will. Now, is it possible for somebody, well, one person, two persons, people, whatever, to make up a will, and is it good enough to just have it, like a notary public, stamp it, and that's good enough?
In the state of Wisconsin, you need two witnesses to sign a will. You can get a will, a simple will, off LegalZoom, or there are packages for software that can create a will, but if you have a unique situation, or a lot of money, or grandchildren you want to provide for, or education you want to provide for your children, you probably need to see a lawyer, that's a very special area of the law that is very document oriented. So I would advise getting an attorney if you're doing something other than a simple will between a husband and a wife.
And the other thing, George, is that it's something you just don't write it and forget it. That has to be an annual review situation. So even though you may have a simple piece of information at this point in time, things change. So if you do have it where you've done it yourself, fine, but be sure you review it and renew it.
And I'd suggest, George, that you contact an attorney who specializes in wills and estate planning and see if they'd be willing to sit down with you for an hour just to answer your questions without a fee and get some education that way as you move forward with your project.
Now, that's a good point, Tony. Always ask an attorney that.
Yeah.
Always ask an
yeah.
attorney if you'll sit down and
right.
talk to me for free for an hour.
Just for an hour to see
sure.
if they can help you. They shouldn't charge okay. you to know that they can help you. Does that help right. you, George?
Thank you much.
You're welcome. Right. Thanks for listening and thanks for calling in this morning. Sarah, in terms of the contracts, performance is important, what's written is important, and contracts sometimes have to be notarized, sometimes don't have to be notarized. Your bottom line advice to people on contracts is think ahead, anticipate, consider the options, and then reduce it to writing and have both parties sign it.
Right.
But the
Correct.
Attorney can help coach you as you're doing that negotiating. That's a critical element.
Right, and always read what you sign before you sign it. For instance, there may be legalese you don't understand, and if you have a good rapport with your attorney, you can ask them. Always ask them, what does this clause mean? For instance, everybody's heard of the term time is of the essence.
Oh, yeah, uppercase, underline.
Absolutely.
Board, you know.
When that is in a contract, red flags should go off for everybody. Because time is of the essence is what it means. For instance, if delivery time is of the essence, it means you need to deliver your product at that date or you could be in breach of the contract. You would be in breach, and somebody could claim you are in breach of the contract.
Contract language also has a lot of heutophores and notwithstandings and double negatives and all that stuff.
Well, not in my contracts. No. I try to make it plain and simple.
You make them simple. You do, but people run into these contracts, and they don't know what they're reading. So you got to follow the double negatives. That's where you come in, and you reduce that to common sense.
Right. But a contract is really a self-reflective document. And by that, you just touched on what it is. It is a document that has provisions that refer to other provisions and that you need to understand exactly how each provision is coordinated.
Yep. We're going to take our last break right now. We'll come back on the other side. We're going to continue our conversation with Sarah DeBruin, founder and owner of Legal Business Edge LLC here in Appleton, specializing just in business law. You're listening to BizTalk on the voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
We're here today with Bill Bradley, Vice President at Bank First. Bill, we know Bank First was founded over 100 years ago along the lakeshore and has been growing and expanding. We also heard you have plans to build a new location in the Appleton market soon. Can you tell us where you will be located and what we can expect as a new customer of your bank?
Sure. Bank First will be located on Wisconsin Avenue near the Fox River Mall. It will be at the intersection of Highway 41 and Wisconsin Avenue. As a customer of Bank First, you can expect to enjoy a banking experience with a high level of personal attention. We strive to focus on long-lasting relationships by providing flexible options and solutions for both your business and personal needs.
Thanks, Bill. It sounds like a refreshing change to work with experienced people who take the time to understand our needs. For more information, visit www.bankfirstnational.com. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. We can partner with you to reach creative legal solutions for your business. From contract drafting and negotiation, patents and trademarks, commercial transactions, and governmental compliance.
Timely and candid answers coupled with high energy and passion define Sarah's approach to legal counsel.
Know your options. Call me at 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
And welcome back to our final segment this morning. We're talking with Sarah DeBruin of Legal Business Edge LLC. If you have a quick question for her, call us at 281-1150, 281-1150. Sarah, when we were talking about contracts, a couple things we want to talk about, I think, in the final segment is competitive situations. And then also, what is consideration in a contract? Maybe cover consideration, make sure somebody's getting something.
Yeah, consideration is really a key term, and it's crucial to every contract because if you don't have it, there is no contract.
Right.
Consideration means there is a mutual exchange of obligations or forbearance from doing something you're otherwise required to do by both parties, not just by one party. Both parties have a mutual exchange of duties or responsibilities.
Mm-hmm. That's laid out in a contract.
Right. Those are the terms of the contract.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when you were talking there before about one of the things that appears in there is the time considerations and so on, should that be sometimes a trigger that there might be competitive situation going on that you should be aware of?
I think oftentimes that is. If there is a competitive bidding situation that you know you are in, communicate that to your attorney mm-hmm. because there are ways an attorney can get creative in sweetening the pot so your bid may be more attractive to the other business owner or the other party. For instance, sweetening the pot by ensuring that delivery will be by a certain date or mm-hmm. that you will meet or beat any other competitive prices or delivery times. You'll hold inventory. You'll give rebates after a certain amount of time or a certain amount of product is purchased. Those are ways you can sweeten a competitive bidding situation.
So getting back to that relationship between the business owner and the attorney, the business owner should make certain that the attorney has some experience in that business owner's business. An attorney doesn't, you don't want to pay the attorney to have this learning curve and they've never done that kind of work before.
Oh, absolutely. That's absolutely the case. And I think having that open dialogue with your attorney will let you know that. That's one of the most important things you can do.
Yeah. Sometimes when we have conversations going with contracts and so on, how do you get a change to a contract? We sign a contract and then one of the parties realizes, oh man, I really screwed up. How do you make a change to the contract?
Often, well, like I said before, most contracts have an amendment clause in them that require amendments to be made in writing. The best way I would do is ask the business owner to approach the other side. So, you know, I'm not in
communications.
Yep, open communications with the other party, so the attorney isn't always in the picture. That can be done between the parties. Many times those situations can be worked out on their own.
Yeah.
And you don't need the attorney in the middle of it.
So the refreshing part is if you do have a contract put together and you both parties signed it, it can still be amended if both parties agree to it.
Sure.
If it's mutually beneficial to both sides, good communications can solve a lot of problems.
Right. Then you come to your attorney, and the attorney can write that up, and you write an amendment and attach it to the contract.
And both parties have to sign it for the amendment to be binding in the contract.
Correct. That's usually the case, yes.
Yep.
Okay. Well, Sarah, we're at that point in time where we're at almost to the end of the program. One of the things that happens at this point is we always ask our guest for a biz tip. That would be a bit of wisdom or a little pearl of wisdom for the people out there. What would your biz tip be for somebody in starting out a business or getting going?
Well, maybe this is I'm reiterating what I said before, but your relationship with your attorney is a partnership. You're working together. You should have that open dialogue. And if you don't, you don't have the right attorney. The other issue is always read something before you sign it.
Read it and understand it.
And understand it. If you don't, ask your attorney.
If your gut is telling you there's just something wrong, your gut is telling you that. That's a red flag. Take some time out. It's better to postpone a signed contract and do it correctly than to rush into it and then try to correct it.
Absolutely.
A lot cheaper.
Legalese is in every contract, and there may be terms you don't understand, but ask your attorney what they mean.
Sarah, once again, how do folks reach you? Where are you located? How do they contact you?
Well, I'm located in downtown Appleton in the Appleton Center right off Houdini Plaza. My website is www.legalbusinessedge.com, and my phone number is 920-851-7761.
And you focus just on business law? You don't get into personal injury, divorce law, anything like
that? No, nothing like that.
So
business
just, law just
is my background and been that for 20-some years.
Yep. Well, we want to thank you for being our guest this morning on the show. It was very informative. Had a couple calls. We want to thank the callers for calling in. We're always willing to take calls from our listening audience. And we also want to thank you for being a sponsor on BizTalk. Really appreciate the sponsorship and all you do for SCORE.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure to do so.
Great. Well, with that, Randy, we've got the Simple Steps coming up on the 23rd.
Right.
Look at the, go out and check the foxcities.score.org website, foxcities.score.org. See what's going on out there. And you can also go to that website to request a mentoring session. So with that, we're concluding another program on BizTalk. We thank you for joining us this morning. We'll talk to you next weekend. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150, WHBY.